when America's war began. On December 7, 1941, the armed forces of the United States were suddenly in desperate need of efficient training methods to process the huge numbers of enlistees and draftees that were about to report for duty. Civilians with no relevant background experience had to learn how to be warriors and how to maintain the increasingly complex aircraft, tanks, naval vessels, weaponry, and other machinery of the period. Walt Disney helped the government meet that challenge by effectively transforming his studio from an entertainment factory that specialized in whimsy into a virtual war plant that churned out high-quality instructional films for the military nonstop for nearly 4 years, without profit, and sometimes at a loss. Disney also aided the Allied cause with propaganda films and posters, military unit insignia, troop entertainment, and other home front activities. But the studio's most impressive and direct contribution to the war effort was undoubtedly its prodigious output of training films for the armed services and the U.S. government between 1941 and 1945. Disney produced close to 170 such films of varying lengths during the war. Most were less than an hour's duration, but some individual productions comprised hundreds of minutes of footage covering dozens of different subjects. The Disney animated sequences themselves were unsophisticated by pre-war studio standards, but this was by design since the role of the animation in these films was simply to illustrate narrative lessons, and to do so as quickly and as cheaply as possible. And for many young trainees trying to master their new life-or-death military skills, the clear visual demonstration of hidden and invisible processes and principles through animation was a welcome addition to the curriculum. The story of Disney's training film production miracle actually began well before Pearl Harbor. In 1940, at about the same time that the costly Pinocchio and Fantasia were failing to live up to expectations at the box office, Hitler's invasion of several of his European neighbors extinguished an export market that had become vital to Disney's profit margin. Walt was forced to think about other sources of income for the studio, and with the country ramping up its defense capabilities against a growing Axis threat, one possibility he considered was the application of animation to education and training films. Walt had long avoided anything that smacked of pedagogy. He felt it distracted from the studio's essential purpose of entertaining, and worried that it might turn people off and tarnish the Disney image. But he also believed that the animated film had tremendous potential in the field of education, and that as the gold standard of animation, Disney should lead the way. So, with America's entry into the World War seemingly on the horizon, profits down and a large workforce to keep busy, Walt embraced the idea of defense-related educational filmmaking as an opportunity to contribute while providing his staff with new challenges and exploring new techniques. In November of 1940, Walt contacted the recently formed Defense Committee of the Association of Motion Picture Producers and volunteered the studio service. He also made the same offer directly to the National Defense Advisory Committee, which had been recently signed into existence by President Franklin Roosevelt, and charged with coordinating the development and production of the mechanics and devices of warfare. The next step was to create a training film prototype that could be used to demonstrate the capabilities of the medium and to remove any doubts about whether Disney could make the leap from pure entertainment to serious technical instruction. To this end, Walt hired an engineer from the neighboring Lockheed Corporation to help him make an experimental instructional film about aircraft riveting, an important industrial discipline at the time. It was also about as unentertaining a subject for an animated short as one could devise, which was ideal for his purposes. Walt's pitch consisted of screening 5 short films, 4 that illustrated the various entertainment animation techniques that could be adapted for training and education purposes, and a 5th that proved the studio was capable of delivering such films. He began by introducing a Disney animated sequence from a 1934 Fox movie called Servant's Entrance, in which Janet Gaynor interacts with some animated dishware, which was included, said Walt, to show how live action can be effectively combined with animation in putting over certain points that could not be put over with either of the two alone. The second film was the Sorcerer's Apprentice segment from Fantasia, which represented the state-of-the-art capabilities of the Disney studio on an elaborate and costly production. That film, said Walt afterward, is probably as complicated as we do. It cost maybe as much as one of these big bombers to make. He added, I ran the picture because I wanted to demonstrate what we can do. We can do anything. We can cut a body in half and have everything in it working. Show how the corpuscles work and what the vitamins do. There are great possibilities in this medium for that kind of thing.